Norma Rodriguez knows the importance of diversity on the bench. Born to migrant farm workers in Floreda, Texas, and now the first Latina judge in Benton and Franklin County Superior Court, she remembers dreaming about becoming a lawyer, but was afraid to approach someone for advice and never had met a lawyer or judge that looked like her.
I know just from speaking with other Latinas that parents have discouraged their children, saying things like, this is not for people like us. You know, maybe you could be a secretary or a receptionist or go work for an attorney. And I say, no.
Her dream of being a successful attorney and now judge was realized this year when Judge Cameron Mitchell, an African-American, announced he was retiring after 18 years on the bench. Rodriguez applied to be appointed. Franklin County has a Hispanic population of over 53%. Rodriguez grew up in Pasco and raised her five children in the community.
I'm able to take my background, my culture, and are able to have all different types of people on the bench so that we are able to understand and look, have different perspectives on how we look at things. Obviously, still always following the law.
One group actively working to recruit minorities to aid in diversifying the court system is the Washington State Minority and Justice Commission, the WSMJC. Founded over 30 years ago, it is meant to determine whether racial and ethnic bias exists in the courts of Washington. The WSMJC also looks at creative ways to prevent bias. The Honorable Faye Chess is a member of the WSMJC and a judge in Seattle Municipal Court. Judge Chess explains why diversifying the bench is so important.
That means you're bringing people who can bring to the court a different lens, and that then that helps enrich the conversation. When you're talking to colleagues of diverse background, they could actually bring things to the table that you may not have considered.
Justice Chess understands having diversity on the bench impacts people's lives in ways that folks don't often consider.
Most people don't think of the judicial system on a daily basis. It's only when something happens. And so for a lot of people, they don't think it's important who's on the bench. We make rulings on cases that impact everybody.
And since the 80s, the courts have been trying to look like everybody. The Washington State Supreme Court's first female appointment was Justice Carolyn Dimmock in 1981. The first minority appointment, Justice Charles Smith, who is African-American of Cuban descent, was in 1988. Today, Washington has the most diverse Supreme Court in the nation after Justice Grace Helen Whitner, who is Trinidadian-American, was appointed in 2020. Now there are seven female justices. Back to Justice Rodriguez. She acknowledges there are few Latino lawyers in Eastern Washington, so she is helping to mentor young Hispanics so they know they too can be part of the system.
You shoot for the stars. You shoot for what you want to do. As long as you put the work into it, you're dedicated, you've got a good head on your shoulders, you can do it.
I'm Dori Luzo Gilmore.